It's Thursday, October 13th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Alistair McGrath has a quote, says, "Evangelicals have done a superb job of evangelizing people, bringing them to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, but they are failing to provide believers with approaches to living that keep them going and growing in spiritual relationship with Him. Many start the life of faith with great enthusiasm, only to discover themselves in difficulty shortly afterward. Their high hopes and good intentions seem to fade away. The spirit may be willing, but the flesh proves weak. People need support to keep them going when enthusiasm fades." That's a good question he asked right there. Where can we find, as he says, an approach to living that will keep believers going and growing? Now, let's back up. In Philippians 4, verse 14 and 15, we see that the Philippians had given Paul a financial gift to help gospel ministry. So they were connected together in partnership in the gospel. Paul saw the Philippians' generosity as evidence of the grace of God in their lives. And so Paul is sure about God's commitment to the Philippians. He sees God working in their life and he says, "I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." All right. He is convinced that God's starting this thing. And because God started this thing, he's going to finish it. Now, this runs a good parallel with what Jesus said in Matthew 10:22. "The one who endures to the end will be saved." What Jesus is saying is really explained well in this one verse by Paul here in Philippians 1. Jesus is not promoting some kind of legalistic relationship where we never feel confident and secure. What he is saying is that those whom God saves, God is going to really save. So much so that we should be able to look at the span of our life in Christ and see a progressing maturity because God is at work in our lives. The life of those who are regenerated by God will increasingly reflect the character of God. If you've ever wondered, am I going to be able to keep a genuine faith alive in order to make spiritual progress for the rest of my life? Well, there's good news. There's good news. Genuine spiritual progress is rooted in what God has done, in what God is doing, and what God will do. It is God's faithfulness that ensures He will be with believers until Jesus returns, giving them strength and ability and desire to intentionally press on in holiness. So where can we go to find, as McGrath says, an approach to living that will keep believers going and growing? The answer is the faithfulness of our promise-keeping God. We can have confidence that if we have been saved by the blood of Christ, the God who saved us will never let us go. That is a promise of God, and we can take it to the bank. Let us look to God's faithfulness in Christ and find the eternal security that gives hope for our progress in holiness. And in so doing, make much of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily.